I'm going to take a look ahead here to the upcoming National Biodiesel Conference and Expo, and to help me talk about it, I have Jessica Robinson with me. And Jessica, it's great to talk to you here in the new year.
Yeah, you as well. Happy New Year, Chuck.
Well, we are, talking about going into this new year. A lot of people think we got a lot of momentum going from last year. You always like to hope for that. That's the theme of the conference this year, momentum. Tell me what that means when it comes to the conference and the biodiesel industry right now.
You know, you're exactly right, and we picked momentum for several reasons. When you look at kind of the evolution of the biodiesel industry and where we have come in the last 20 years, momentum really grabbed us for several reasons. First of all, this year, the National Biodiesel Board and biodiesel is celebrating its 20th anniversary. So we're really coming of age, coming to a point where we have that experience, we have that research, we have that technology, and the industry is really moving forward. 2012 was a challenging year for many reasons with the lapse of the tax incentive and some of the RIN integrity challenges that we faced. And now 2013 really poises us for new growth and new excitement and new evolution as we move forward. So all those things really are captured in that concept of momentum. And that's exactly what we're going to capture at the conference.
Well, we're going to Las Vegas. This should be an interesting location to have the conference this year. Looking forward to that. And when we look at the agenda, what are some of the highlights you see in this year's agenda to point out?
Well, this is the first time that we've been in Las Vegas, and we're excited. This is a great city for folks to visit. It also has a really rich biodiesel history. That's something that's part of the agenda. We'll showcase that Las Vegas biodiesel user group, some of the folks who are the very first to ask OEMs for biodiesel acceptance and to challenge the status quo of concern about using biodiesel and renewable fuels. And so we're excited to hear from them directly about their story and how it really shaped the industry going forward. We also have some amazing keynote speakers with Senator Dorgan. He's a national leader and expert in energy agriculture issues. He's giving our keynote for our opening general session. And then for our closing general session, we'll hear from Secretary Tom Vilsack, the Department of Agriculture Secretary, who always has a lot of really interesting insight on both agriculture and bioenergy in our nation.
Well, and like we have each year, you've got several tracks: technical, regulatory, marketing, petroleum. So I guess you would say the conference has kind of evolved in recent years. There's been a real focus in on making this kind of, what I dare say, more of a business conference with continued lots of educational opportunities.
One of the things that we are so proud of that we hear from members and that we actually see borne out in trade results and responses is that there's a significant amount of biodiesel that is bought and sold at this event. We have some folks who unfortunately don't get to make sessions because they're so busy making deals and doing the business of the biodiesel industry, and we support that. At the same time, we want to offer educational sessions at many levels on technical expertise, on policy issues, on market development, a whole range of information to really provide people exactly what they need right now.
Well, I know we're getting close. Can people still register? And I think the website for the conference is biodieselconference.org, so we'll make sure we get that out there.
We are very, very close. You're exactly right. You can access the Biodiesel Conference by going to our main website, biodiesel.org, and clicking on the conference links. You can also go to the direct website, Biodiesel Conference. All one word, and it's not too late to register, but we're getting close. That deadline is coming up really quickly. You can also register on site, though it'll cost you a little bit more money.
Well, I'll bet you there will be some showing up on site. It always happens, and glad we got our registration in early.
Yeah, we understand. We want to make it open for those who need to stay flexible right up until the last minute. But it really is a great investment of time and a great investment of resources. Every time we hear from folks who come to the conference, they're always happy that they made that decision and make the trip to wherever the conference might be. I know last year I talked with one of someone who was a very first-time attendee. He'd been in the biodiesel business for about 5 years, and he said, gosh, I wish I would have known how amazing this really was earlier so I could have come sooner.
We are looking forward to it. Both Cindy and myself will be there, and it's like you said, we're going to be in Las Vegas. you know, kind of a different location than we've been at in a number of years. So that maybe that's going to help attract some new faces as we get there this year. Thank you very much, Jessica Robinson with the National Biodiesel Board. We're looking ahead to Momentum, the National Biodiesel Conference and Expo 2013 in Las Vegas. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.